A group of students from Boise State has built a tool for NASA that one day potentially could go into space. The microgravity team is at NASA in Houston this week, where it will be tested by experts. If the test goes well, NASA may use the design on a mission to study asteroids. Samantha Wright has more.
It's kind of heavy. This is last year's tool, if it wants to cooperate.
Boise State University student Chris Ruby is holding what looks like a weird, oversized pistol with boxes on one end. Everyone on the microgravity team calls it the tool.
Pull back the trigger. It opens the box, allows you to scoop up a sample, close it, and rotate a new box into position.
Think of a grabber, the long stick with a handle on one end and pinchers on the other for grabbing things that, say, fall behind the washing machine. Only this grabber is designed to work in space. Here's team member Zachary Chastain.
The hope is that in the near future, NASA is going to be able to send a crewed mission to an asteroid, and the tool is designed to help them collect rock samples off the side of the asteroid.
NASA's goal is to better understand the composition of asteroids. Chastain says his team's tool is actually called the Zero Operable Interplanetary Delivery-Based Ergonomics Grabber, or Zoidberg for short. Dr. Zoidberg is a cartoon character, an animated pink alien life form on the TV series Futurama.
Look at me! I'm Dr. Zoidberg!
Instead of hands, the cartoon Zoidberg has clamshells. Someone on the team figured out Zoidberg's hands look like the boxes their grabber tool was using. They started calling it Zoidberg, and Chastain says the name stuck.
It's fun because it's easy for kids to remember, too, and a big part of what we do is outreach to K-12 classes. And so it's easier for them to relate than some more technical name.
The team is actually working on Zoidberg, too. The first prototype, built last year, made it to NASA in Houston. It was put through its paces in the Neutral Buoyancy Lab, which is basically a big swimming pool that mimics zero-gravity conditions. Chastain says that tool was very successful.
It had 30 minutes to collect three separate samples, and it was able to do that in about 6 minutes. So we're building off that success this year.
Part of the process was feedback from NASA. That included advice to make it more lightweight, ergonomic, and add a few new features to make it easier to collect rock samples. The version they're working on now is taking that guidance into account. Zoidberg 2 won't be as heavy. They're also redesigning the clamshell boxes. In BSU's machine shop, the team carefully works with a giant floor-to-ceiling machine that cuts out a part of Zoidberg 2.
It's a really, really tiny piece that we're cutting. So we have to do this bit by bit, and we'll take off thousands of an inch at a time. And it's kind of a labor of love. We've got to really take our time with it.
Slowly, the tiny piece takes shape. Chastain says once it's cut, it has to be carefully smoothed over.
And that's really important for us because we can't have any sharp edges on any of the pieces in the tool, just because that'd be a hazard for the astronauts. So the entire time we're building, we have to think about that sort of end result and make sure everything is safe as well as functional.
Each piece of the tool that can't be bought from a store is fabricated. The team is using a 3D printer as well as machining their own parts. Team member Audrey Gatewood says it's very labor-intensive.
You don't think of a lot of factors that go into making a tool, and you would think, oh, that's so easy to make for something in space, but there's a lot more variables when you go up out of our realm.
The goals, aside from creating a functioning tool, are learning teamwork, hands-on engineering design, and sharing the team's experiences with kids. Gatewood says it's very important to reach out to children.
So if they can understand that they can go to college and then they can be a part of a team to make a tool that could go to space, that's quite impressive and that's quite dream-reaching for them.
The team is in NASA in Houston this week, along with other college teams, to see if Zoidberg 2 can pass all its tests. If NASA likes the design, it could incorporate some aspects of Zoidberg 2 into an asteroid space mission. For KBSX News, I'm Samantha Wright.